The United Nations Day 2017 marks the 72nd anniversary of the UN Charter's entry into force and celebrates everything that the United Nations represents and has achieved since its establishment in 1945. Well, aside from world peace, the role of the United Nations has grown to include protecting human rights, promoting social and economic development, and providing aid around the world in cases of famine, natural disaster, and armed conflict. Well, ahead of the day observed each year on October 24th, we get a chance to hear the stories of the United Nations agencies and programs that play a key role in South Sudan. In focus today is the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF. Now, joining me in the studio to tell us more about UNICEF's work in South Sudan is Tim Awin. Tim, good morning and welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and it's good to be with you.
Let's get to know about UNICEF. By the way, Tim is the communication officer for UNICEF in South Sudan. Tim, when was UNICEF founded? And in addition, what was the idea behind its formation?
Well, it was founded very soon after the formation of the United Nations. We celebrated our 70th year last year. So it was founded in 1946 in the aftermath of the Second World War, where we saw there was massive displacement, a huge refugee situation. And UNICEF was founded with a mandate to protect the rights of children, to allow children to thrive and survive and to reach their potential. And it's that work which we continue to do today. We are operating in about 190 countries. And I think, you know, you could say that the headline for UNICEF is that we work to protect the rights of children, and we believe that every child has rights which need to be protected and fulfilled.
Yes, and in South Sudan specifically, what are you engaging?
We have kind of five main programs, and those are child protection, which, as I said, is protecting the rights of children, education, health, nutrition, and water and sanitation. And so some of the areas that some of the things that we have achieved in those areas, so for instance, in the areas of child protection, we've worked with various parties to secure the release of nearly 2,000 child soldiers, and we just recently marked the 5,000th child to be reunited with his family. As you know, many children became separated from their families and caregivers during the conflict. We have treated around 150,000 children for severe malnutrition. That remains a very, very serious issue in the country, and one which has been made worse by the conflict, of course. And we've vaccinated more than 1.5 million children against measles. So we are active in all parts of the country. We focus primarily on those areas. And of course, we work closely with other UN agencies. We work with WHO in the area of immunization. Mm-hmm. We work closely with WFP in food insecurity and malnutrition. We work with NGOs, and of course we work with government ministries as well.
Yes, some people may ask, why does UNICEF pay attention or particular attention to children in conflict and post-conflict situations?
Well, I think actually if you looked at where we work, and I mentioned 190 countries, the majority of those countries are not either currently conflict-affected or recovering from conflict. Many of them are facing developmental issues. And so I think, you know, in many of the countries where we're working, we're dealing with issues associated with poverty. But, you know, clearly children in countries directly affected by conflict, as children in South Sudan are at great risk of having their rights violated. Their futures are in jeopardy. They face tremendous health risks. They are out of school. I mean, South Sudan, sadly, has the highest proportion of children out of school of any country in the world. Nearly 72% of children are not attending classes. So while we're not entirely focused on conflict and post-conflict countries, clearly the needs are great in these sort of countries, as they are here in South Sudan.
Yeah, you did mention about all the quite a number of achievements, 5,000 children reunited with their families, those who, as well, over 2,000 children that have been, released from the armed forces. Mm. But what do you consider as the strongest contribution so far of UNICEF to the South Sudanese community and the South Sudanese children?
Well, I think if you look at our work as a whole in the country, I think it's not an exaggeration to say that tens of thousands of children in South Sudan are alive today because of the work that we and our partners are doing. I think without the health interventions, without the immunizations, without the nutrition interventions, there are many children who sadly would have not survived. And so I think that is the primary achievement, that we have kept many children alive. But, you know, I think in the current situation, there are two areas that we are looking at with particular attention. And one of those is childhood malnutrition. And as I mentioned, we have treated about 150,000. But we estimate that there are more than 1 million children who are severely malnourished in this country. And as you know, around half of the population is still struggling to feed itself. So that's a significant issue, because a malnourished child is much, much more likely to succumb to other illnesses, whether it be malaria, pneumonia, or other illnesses such as that. And then the other I also alluded to is education. You have a majority of children who are not attending school. Mm-hmm. And without an education, the future of these children is not very hopeful. And if the future of the children is not bright, then obviously that's going to hold back the country as a whole as well. So those are two particular areas of concern for us.
Yes, and talking about that, you said over 70 children who are still out of school, who are not enrolled, are not attending classes, and 1 million children, you believe, in South Sudan are still malnourished. What can be done better as UNICEF? How could your work have, you know, done more better than what you already did with all the success that you've done? But, I mean, what should be done to ensure that at least all the statistics are reduced a little bit?
Well, I think probably the main issue for us there is access, because of the ongoing conflict, there are still very many areas of the country that we can't reach because of insecurity. And I think, you know, when I mentioned some of these successes, I think that shows that when we have access to people and when we are funded by our international donors, we can achieve a lot and we can save lives. But I think given the current insecurity in many parts of the country, the concern is that there are people who are cut off from humanitarian aid, and we desperately need to reach them, we and our other UN partners.
Right. On a personal level, though, as UNICEF communication officer, does any particular memory stand out for you regarding UNICEF activities in South Sudan?
Yeah, I was in Awil about 6 months ago, and I was doing a story on childhood malnutrition, and I attended a clinic there. And when I say a clinic, you know, you might think of a building with walls and a roof, but this was a clinic which was held under a tree, and mothers had walked for hours to reach it. And, you know, they were with their young children, and the young children were, you know, a malnourished child is a very listless child, no energy. Mm-hmm. They're not even crying because they don't have the energy to cry. But then when they received this therapeutic food, it's peanut paste, which we call plum peanut, the response was immediate and almost magical. These children would light up, and the light in their eyes would be there again. And so I think, to me, that was an example of what can be achieved through a fairly simple response, because the difference was really dramatic. It was a night and day difference in the condition of these children.
Yes. Lastly, what is your message for the 72nd anniversary of the United Nations, which we celebrate in a week's time?
Well, I think my message is that working together, and by that I mean the UN, NGOs, the people and government of South Sudan, we can really achieve great things for children. I think, you know, there are many who are not optimistic about the future of children in this country. But I think working together, we have seen what we can achieve, and we can provide these children with a future that they actually look forward to.
Tim Owen, it's been always good talking to you on Mirror Breakfast Show. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Thank you.